Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Beis Omer Aleph. We're in the middle of Siman Nun Gimel, which deals with the halachos of who is appropriate to be the chazan, and we're starting from the very bottom of Pei Aleph Omer Beis Seif Vav. And the Mechaber writes, Ein Mimanin Elamish Nismali Zekono. Another requirement for the chazan, and we'll see we're talking here really about a permanent chazan, is that he should have a beard. Now, again, we pointed out previously, he doesn't actually have to have the beard, but it should be of the age and the ability that he can grow a beard. Mipnei kivod hatzibur. And the reason for this, the Mechaber says, is because it's proper respect for the tzibur, it's a proper honoring of the tzibur by him being a certain age. The Mishnah Berurah brings down kvod hatzibur in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, the tzibur doesn't have a choice. The tzibur can't say, well, we don't really care, it's okay. They don't have that luxury. Why not? So Dirshu footnote number 33 brings down, B'tam HaDover, Kosev HaTaz, brings down in the name of the Taz, Shekovet HaTzibur Hainu Kovet Shemayim. This is God's kovot, and we don't have the right to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that kovot. Shemiskavdim B'zeh L'chabit Hashem Yizbarach, Shiyah HaShliach Tzibur Shu Royal Yos. This is dealing with a person who is representing Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't have the right to say, yeah, we don't really care if he's not a good shaliach. We had pointed out previously, and Dirshu footnote 34 reminds us again of this as well, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that if you're dealing with yeshiva boys, but none of them are really of the age where they can grow a beard, then this doesn't apply. The Mechaber then continues, and he writes, Avol Biakrai, to appoint a shaliach tzibur, someone who can't grow a beard, hasn't reached the age where he can have a full beard, then on a temporary basis, as long as Mishahevi Shtei Saros, as long as he's reached physical maturity is defined by two pubic hairs, Yuchalei Lifneativa, he is allowed to be selected on a temporary basis, meaning on every now and then, occasional basis, to be the chazan. That's not a problem. However, Ubavad Shlo Yismane Mipi Tzibo or Mipi Shliach Tzibo HaMemanoso, but what he can't do is on an occasional basis, but a specified occasional basis, let's say once a month, every Erev Rosh Chodesh or every third Shabbos, something like that, he can't take over from the regularly scheduled chazan. Because as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, that's not considered a temporary basis, that's considered a specified permanent basis, albeit not on a daily or weekly type of a basis. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalet writes, Biakrai, on a temporary basis, that means Kol Zeh Bishayi Mos Hashana. When we're talking about somebody can be the chazan on a temporary basis, we're talking about all year long, but not Avol B'Tainis, not on a Tanis Tzibur, or B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, on those Yomim Noroyim dates, Afilu Bakro, even on a temporary basis, Ein Morid, and we don't allow such a person, Lemishaloni Smali Zekondo, to be the chazan if he hasn't grown a full beard or have the potential to grow a beard. The Gambezeh in Lahokel, Afilu Aide Michilas Tzibur. And likewise here too, the Tzibur can't say, well, we really like him. We'd like to be Mochel to allow such a person to be the chazan. The issue footnote 35, he brings down, how do we define this Nismale Zekano? So he brings down from Simon Lamites, Sheesh lo ribui seyor biskano. He has the majority of his beard area has beard growing in it, or potentially has beard growing in it. Even if it's only a limited amount of hair, he doesn't have to have a thick, heavy, full beard, but it has to be at least the majority of the facial area that grows a beard has to have the potential to have some hairs in that area. In Siv Katan Chav Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when somebody's reached in physical maturity of having two pubic hairs, on an occasional basis can be appointed as the chazan all year round, but not on the Yomim Noroyim, or on a Tainis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz Lomar, Achar Shigil Yud Gimel Shana, when the child has reached chronological maturity, i.e. is bar mitzvah, the Kodim Lomahani HaSoros, because if it's before the age of bar mitzvah, you have a 12-year-old boy and he happens to have two pubic hairs, he's also considered a Katan. The Mishnah Berurah then says, look in the Magen Avraham, who writes, the Mistoma ain't Tzorich Livdok Achar Hasaros Bezeh. One doesn't need to check a chazan who claims he's 13 years old to see if he has physical maturity or not. The Bedover the Rabbanon Azlinam Basa Ruba, because this is the famous heter of Rava, that in regards to a din de rabbanon, one can go after the majority, and the majority of 13-year-old kids do have two pubic hairs. Shemivin Shtei Saros Bosu Azman. So even if the child doesn't, for a Dovid de Rabbanon, we can take the chazaka that most do and rely upon it for a din de Rabbanon. That's what we mentioned previously in regards to a din de Raisa, we're not so lenient, and that's why when a child who's bar mitzvah parasha is on parasha Zohar, so many shuls will have the custom that they don't allow that child to read the laning for parasha Zohar, and they'll give it to an adult who's definitely an adult. Mishnah Berurah then adds, look in the Prima Godim, who brings down in the name of the Rambam, that Tefillah is Doraisa, not like we just said, which is the opinion of the Ramban, that Tefillah is only the Rabbanan nowadays, but he holds that Tefillah is Doraisa, and therefore, according to the Rambam, also Lashir Tziba, Lahotzi Yidei Acherim Tefillah. If you have a 13-year-old child, and you don't know for certain that he has physical maturity, so then you can't let him be the chazan to be motzi other people because he holds a tefillah as deraisa, and a katan, he would technically have the status of a katan if you don't know that he has two pubic hairs. He can't be motzi a gadol, an adult. Unless you know for certain, Shevi Shtei Saros, until he definitely has physical as well as chronological maturity. In Dirshu footnote number 36, he brings down this Rambam, is that nowadays the Zman of Tefillah is only Midrabbanan, but davening once a day, that's a Din Min HaTorah. That's a reference to Tefillah. As opposed to the Ramban, who the Ikur Mitzvah Tefillah is a Din Derabbanan nowadays, and that's what we have this Machlokas, the famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, regarding what is the status of Tefillah today. In Dishu footnote number 37, he brings down, in regards to Dvarim that are Doraisa, we don't rely upon the Chazaka, because he brings in the name of the Prima Godin, Shekivan Shemiut Hamatsui. It's a minority, however, it's a minority that is not a minute minority. It's a minority that is recognizable. And therefore, Hichmiru HaChachamim Linyan Daraisa Lachshosh Lemiut. In this regard, we're concerned about this miut. We have the same exact idea when it comes to sirchos in the lung. Normally, we can rely upon that most cows or sheep or whoever animals you're shechting don't have problems in their lungs or any other place, because the vast majority of cows don't have that. However, there's a miut hamotsui in terms of lung sirchos, lung adhesions, and therefore we check the lungs of a cow in order to make sure that there's no sircha, no adhesion over there that would possibly make the cow trafe. Even though technically one could rely upon the majority, but since it's a miut that is matzui, we check it. The reasoning behind this brings down from the Shelis Tshuvas Noda Yehuda, Mishum Shiyacholim Levarer. This is a controversy or a scenario where you're not sure, a safek, so go check it out. It's very easy to check it out. So if the child or the cow is not in front of us, then you can rely upon this rov. But if the child or the cow in the situations we're talking about is there in front of us, so if you hold it to din daraisa, unless you know for certain, then one cannot rely upon the rov. In Sivkot and Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch stating that the temporary basis over here cannot be that he's appointed by the Chazan every third week or every fifth week, or the Shul appoints him to on a regular basis, albeit not every week, to take over. Does they have a kivius lo suitim? Because if you did, the Mishnah Berurah say appoint him, for example, every first Shabbos of the month or every Shabbos Mevarchim, that this person would go up there. So even though it's not every week, but that's still considered a kivius lo suitim. It would be considered a permanent designation for those specified times. The Im Bechlalza, however, not included in this is Iminu Akol Shiel Muchon Lispal in the form Lo Yachazim Vesa Knesset Shamuzil Lispal. But having him in the on-deck circle, in case the chazan shows up and says, my voice hurts me, I can't make it today, or the chazan is tired, or the chazan doesn't show up, to have him ready in the waiting on-deck circle, so then that's not considered an appointment on a permanent basis, and ain b'zeh isur klal, if this child is a younger person, above the age of bar mitzvah, but doesn't yet have a beard. The ain zeh mikrei kavua, that's not called a permanent basis, kiven she'efshor shelo yovel l'deikach. The chazan could show up every single week, and he'd never get used. The lo asru b'kavua, and the only time the rabbi said it's called permanent, le'itim yidum, it's specified times, sheba oso ace, at those specified times, even if they're not every week, hu kavua b'vadei, then that's called kavua, and you can't use a child or a bar mitzvah age boy who hasn't yet had nismali zakano. The Bach and the Elie Rabbah disagree, and they say that this is also called kavua. The Lo Mikri Aroi, they say the only time it's called on a temporary basis, Elik Shelo Nismana Kol Ikar. He can't be even in the on-deck circle. He can't be waiting in the wings to take over if the regular chazan doesn't show up. But on any given week, they need a chazan, and nobody else is there, and this child can daven, so you let this 15-year-old kid who can't grow a beard, let him daven. That's called akroi. But to say every fifth week this 15-year-old kid is going to daven for the yomut, that is not, according to the Bach and the Elie Rabbah, and according to everybody else as well, that's no good. And even the Bach and the Elie Rabbah say it's no good, even if you just say, in case the chazan doesn't show up, that's no good. He is the one specifically going to be designated to be in the on-deck circle. Mechaber in Siv Zayin states, "In ein shom mishi yodei liyoshliach tzibur." If nobody in the shul is qualified, can do the act of being the chazan, except Kiyim ben Yudgim Ushon of Yom Echot, except this bar mitzvah boy. He learned, he knows how to daven musaf, but nobody else in the shul does. Mutav shehehu shliach tzibor. It is then allowable and preferable that he be the shliach tzibor, because the alternative is mishi yibatlu mishmo kedusha v'kaddish. Nobody else can do it. So you don't say, well, listen, he's too young, it's not covered at tzibor, so we won't daven with a minion today. Everybody will just say silent shemun esrei to themselves, and we won't daven chazar seshas, we won't say kedusha and kaddish. So that's not right. Then, in this situation, we have no choice. The younger child, the above-age bar mitzvah boy, who doesn't yet have nismali zikano, can daven for the amud. Siv ches. Mish eino baal zokon. If somebody doesn't have a beard. Kol shenika bo shiagil lechlal shonim, shiroi lismalo zikano, nismali zikano karina bay. This is what we mentioned before. You don't have to have a beard to be the chazin. You just have to have the potential to grow a beard. So if somebody's at the age where it looks like he could grow a beard, even though he's clean-shaven, that's called Nismali Zekano. He is considered as having a beard in this regard for this din, and he can be the chazan even on a permanent basis. Hilkach, therefore, how do we define this practically? The Mechaba says, Ben Esrim Shana, a 20-year-old kid, Afa Pishein Lo Zokon Miman Noso, even though the kid is clean-shaven, since most 20-year-old kids, he looks like he's 20 years old, and most 20-year-old kids look like they can grow a beard, so even though he's clean-shaven, the Mechaba says there's no problem in appointing him to be the chazan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavzayin does point out that according to the Gra over here, the din would be tali on whether he has the status of being a saris or not, which we'll explain in a moment in Sif Tes. In any event, the Ramah now comments, and he says, Hagah, v'chein im hoya lo zokon afilu ma'at. And certainly if he has a beard, albeit a very small beard, karinim bein ismali zakano imhu ben yudches lamala. Certainly if he's 18 years old, and he has a little bit of a beard, that's called also Nismali Zakano, even though it's not a full, thick beard. Siftes, a soris, a person who will never be able to bring forth the signs of physiological maturity because he physically can't. He has some hormonal problem, he has some other problem, and he's known as a sris, a person who is, for all essential purposes, acting as if he's castrated from a hormonal point of view. From a physiological point of view, he's never going to grow pubic hair or facial hair. So what's the din with such a person? As long as he's 20 years old, there are opinions that say that he is perfectly acceptable to be appointed to the chazan, to be the chazan. In Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says, "Dahainu shiniru bo simoni saris." We're talking here about a person who has other features and characteristics of a person who is called a saris. And in this way, he can be appointed to be the chazan, because we know he's a gadol. Because the ilav hachi, if he doesn't have the physical characteristics of being a gadol, and he doesn't have the physical characteristics of being a sris, kivin shloi vichtei saros, since he doesn't have two pubic hairs, adayin hu katan, he's still called a katan, as will be learned in Simon Munhei. The Marshal, however, brings down from the Gemara in Chulin, she'ein lemano sris, it's not proper to appoint a sris, the gnai hu letzibur, it's an embarrassment for the tzibur to have such a person to be the chazan. In Dirshu footnote number 39, he brings down the reason for this. The Marshal explains, Shalaolam lo yagia lemidas hashlemus sha'amru al shliach tzibor, because he won't ever reach the stage of being complete, which we described as being important, and since he's physically going to be incomplete, that's considered a deficit in being appointed as the messenger for the tzibor. Sivkat and Chavtes says he has to be 20 years old and have his simonim or to be a Swiss. To call them, because before that, afilu nirbo simoni Swiss, even if he has the features of a Swiss, b'lav hachi, lo yuchal liyo shliach tzibor afilu b'akroi, d'adayin u'katan, because a Swiss who only has a simonim of a Swiss at the age of 18 is called a Swiss, but before that he's still called a katan. Sif Yud. Yeish lilmo zichus al makomu shenoagin shaktanim yordil fnei ha-tevel ispalat filis arvis v'matzoi Shabbos. Shabbosos. Some places have the custom, which is, again, it's a limut zichus over here. He's not recommending this l'chatrila, but those places that do it, maybe they have something to support themselves with when they allow a younger than age bar mitzvah boy to go daven mariv for the tzibur on matzoi Shabbos. Ishtabur in Sivkot Lamed explains, because there's no chazar sashats, and they're not really being motzi anybody, so therefore it's not a problem that they're a katan. In Dirshu footnote 40, brings down, what about on Friday night? So he brings down the Dogel Mervava, who says that you shouldn't do this on Friday night, because there is the mini chazar sashats on Friday night called the bracha mein sheva, the Mogin Avram bracha that we say, which technically, if a person forgot, let's say, Yalav Yavu on Friday night, and he listens to that chazar sashats, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei if he was supposed to have said, let's say, for Cholamoid, and he didn't say Yalav Yavu or some other the Shmoneh Esrei, that you'd have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei for, so technically you could be Yotzei by listening to this mini Chazaras HaShatz, the Bracha Chasmein Sheva, that we say on Friday night. So therefore, a Katan shouldn't do it on Friday night, albeit the rest of the week in Matzi Shabbos, he could be the Chazan, according to this opinion. At least if we don't say he could be the Chazan, we'll see, we don't have to protest if he's the Chazan. The only thing he's saying at Ma'ariv is Baruch Hu and Kaddish, and therefore it's not so bad. Mr. Brewer again does point out, we're only saying this in order to substantiate support that minug. But the Mechaber says that one shouldn't do this l'chatchil, according to the Mishnah Brewer. He's just trying to support and substantiate this minug. And Sifkat Lamed Alvi says this is on Matzi Shabbos, and as well, who I didn't Arvis to Chol. This would apply on a weekday as well. But the minug was, Shenagu we also Namakomus Hayubim Matzi Shabbosos. The Bedavka had the younger child do this on Matzi Shabbos. They didn't do it during the weekday, although if you're allowed to or have support to allow this on Matzi Shabbos, the same thing would apply on a weekday. The Ramah adds, Hagah, however, Ubim Makomus Shalon or Agu Kane, in places that didn't have this custom, we certainly shouldn't start it. Ain Le Katan Lavo Lefne Ateva, Afilu Betilas Arvis. We should never allow a Katan to daven for the Amud, even for Marv. Afilu Yilichal Yugim Shonim Biyom HaShabbos. And this, even if it's on his Bar Mitzvah day, which is on Shabbos, so Ein L'Spal Arvish HaShabbos. We shouldn't let him daven Marv. The Mishnah Berurah will be talking about where they daven before the sun is set, so it's really not his Bar Mitzvah in some way. We just accept the Shabbos upon ourselves early. That's why we can't let him do this. Dari Adayin Ein Lo Yugim Shonim, because he doesn't have in this situation the full 13 years. In Sivkot and Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishum Baruch Hu Shabbat. The problem with allowing a katan to daven is the baruch hu that we say. Likewise, don't allow him to be yotzi, the people that missed baruch hu by shachris. The be'em is baruch hu nami mitzvah kol tzibu lishmon shachris v'arvis. We need to really hear baruch hu by shachris and arvis, and this katan eino chayev, eino motzio b'zeh. And we shouldn't listen to this from this katan because he's technically not able to be motzios. Dirshu footnote 41 points out that there's a slight difference with giving a tatan an aliyah, which technically is allowable, although we don't do this, ayin sham. Sivkat Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we are talking, as I mentioned, b'mkom shenogel l'spalo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos v'yod yom mishum tosefes Shabbos, where they're talking about that they're davening, the Friday night davening earlier in order to add to the Shabbos. So mikol makom harei adayin lo nishnu lo yud gimel shom adel Shabbos. This 13-year-old boy who's bar mitzvah on Shabbos, well, technically it's still Friday now. She tosefes Shabbos in a moel inyan shnos yimehanar, because even though we accept Shabbos early, we can't make the year go by faster, and it's still the previous year. But if his bar mitzvah comes out on Friday night and they're davening after tzeisa kochavim, then the bar mitzvah boy can daven mutar leirid lifnei ateva. He is allowed to go be the chazan. It normally tells us that the bar mitzvah boy's bar mitzvah after 13 years in one day. You don't need an extra full day. You need to have 13 full years. Even though it's missing several hours. Therefore, at the beginning of the night, he's considered a gadol already. And even if he was born in Rosh Hashanah in between the twilight period of time, he does become bar mitzvah at the start of his 14th year, which is Rosh Hashanah. This is a much more complicated subject, but we won't go into it further right now. That concludes today's shiur.